So welcome everybody to CDSA's Cybersecurity and Content Protection Summit. We're here in the fabulous Westgate Ballroom C in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. We know you're all here for the show. Floor opens tomorrow. You're all warriors coming that extra day early, and we thank you for spending the afternoon with us. We'll be in here from 12:30 until 6, then we'll have a reception from 6 to 7. From 12:30 to 6, it's going to be pretty intense. I don't know if you've taken a look through the program. It's on your table in front of you. Typical MESA CDSA events, it's like drinking from a fire hose. So we'll have a couple panel discussions. You'll be able to raise your hand, ask questions of the speakers as well. We want it to be engaged, interactive. I know it's Sunday, so we'll try to wake you up a little bit with some energy early. But the bottom line is the Content Delivery and Security Association is the worldwide forum for securely managing the information for the entertainment business. Specifically with studios and networks, we've worked very hard over the last, particularly 9 years. But this is a 50-year, almost 50-year-old trade association, started in 1970. But we shifted the focus when Marty Porter and I, who's the president, he's over there. Hi, Marty. Waving. We shifted the focus of this to focus purely on security. We started in content security, but obviously as the last 8 years have evolved, cyber has become more an important part of our program. We're basically represented on our board of directors and our content advisors by just about every major motion picture and television studio. And ultimately, it works through down to the vendor community and how much our vendors are integrated into our process. So I'm also the executive director of a company called MESA, Media and Entertainment Services Alliance. We manage CDSA. But one thing that we've worked really hard is to get those thought leaders on the vendor side up, engaged, involved, not necessarily pitching their next product, but giving us insight into where our industry is and where we can go. And ultimately, it's through all of us working together in this collaborative process that will come to fruition for our industry. And we've taken great strides, I think, over the last not just 8 years, but honestly, since the inception, to really safeguard our content as it works through our various chains. And as we move into this increasingly digital world, what I call the platformization of Hollywood, right, where we're out of emails and Excel spreadsheets and in platforms that can track us in very new and exciting ways in terms of what we're doing and kind of open the door on efficiencies or scale or how our operations are running, I think it portends to our future where we need to be united and have a common language, common goals, common objectives. Yes, we are all still competitors making awesome products out there, but there are some things that we really need to come together as a business on, and that's what CDSA really works hard to do, is to say, let's find out where our commonalities are. Let's erode what we perceive as competitive advantage and really get down to the business of changing our industry. That's probably it in terms of the soapbox. I'll be up here most of the day, either moderating panels. I'm also on the afternoon program in my role in the Trusted Partner Network. We'll explain more about that. And this is where we launched the Trusted Partner Network last year. So exciting updates there to give to you. But ultimately, thank you. It's all of you here willing to learn, looking to dig deeper, looking to meet people who are willing to dig deeper. This is all driven by you. You are the community. So I thank you. Okay, to start things off, we do have a title sponsor of this event, Shift, shiftandscreeners.com. Shift has been a wonderful supporter of CDSA over the years, and Kai has just been a wonderful partner to work with. So to give us the welcome remarks, we're going to welcome up the Chief Technology Officer, Alex Nadeau.